آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to one and all. Allah accept us for His deen. Subhanallah. Special days are coming. We were mentioning those great people of the past who learnt about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and awaited him and then searched for him and finally met our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was one who we discussed recently, Hazrat Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail. He hoped to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he passed away prior. But he left a message with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and on his deathbed he made dua for his children. That, oh Allah, if you're not allowing me this great opportunity, oh Allah, I beseech of thee, never to deprive my son of being close to your Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma in kunta haramtani min hadha al-khayr, fala tahrim minhu ibni sa'idan. We mentioned to you that great sahabi who Allah prolonged his life because he went from teacher to teacher, who were followers of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, truly believing in Allah's oneness and not ascribing partners unto Allah, believing in the truth about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and his final teacher in Ambudiyya guided him, describing Madinah Munawwara to him, and Allah brought him to Madinah Munawwara. And when he met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw the signs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being described in the previous books clearly, all in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then embraced Islam, and then he was still a slave. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Sahaba kiram made an effort for him to get liberated. Trees were planted, 300 of them, and in a short span of time, they all grew lofty and bore fruit. And the 40 uqiyas that were due on him, many, more than 5 kilograms of gold, was paid by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the freedom of Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu. Then the forces of Batil were now charging in the direction of Madinah Munawwara. Who prompted and enticed them to come to destroy Islam? It was none other than the Jews of Khaybar. They couldn't bear the success of the Muslims and the rapid spread of Islam. And what is shocking is, despite the fact that they knew the truth, that's why the Quran refers to those who know the truth but still refute it, they are al-maghdub alayhim, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. O Allah, save us from the path of those who have incurred thy wrath. And interesting is this verse. We do not say, Allah, save us from those who you are angry with, out of respect for Allah. So the verse of the Quran is, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Now Huyay and others journeyed to Makkah Mukarramah, enticing the Meccans against Islam. And the Quraysh then charged towards Madinah Munawwara with Ghatfan and the Jews from Khaybar, and they all met outside Madinah Munawwara. But they were shocked to see an amazing maneuver, an amazing strategy. Madinah Munawwara was entrenched. There was a fortification. This wasn't in the form of a wall, but it was in the form of a trench. Madinah Munawwara had two sides protected already, in the form of the two harratan, the rocky terrain, due to volcanic eruption prior to this time, in the ancient times of Madinah Munawwara, that caused the mountains to become slippery and black rock. This was a defense mechanism from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protecting two major regions of Madinah Munawwara. The one side was protected by the thick jungle, and the fourth side that was exposed was entrenched. And who was the Sahabi who came forth with the idea? Subhanallah, it was none other than our Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu. Imagine, he's just liberated. He joined the ranks of the Muslims. He's now in the Mashura. He's in the fikr, in the environment. And how amazing is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mashura? He's a Sahabi who just came. He was formerly in bondage. He comes from a previous religion. And subhanallah, his opinion is presented, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enacts the opinion of Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. Now, Sahaba are broken up into groups, and each troop has their duty to dig their section of the trench. 10 meters. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to them, how deep should it be? How broad should it be? And they were doing their duties, subhanallah, every one of them. The Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. And the Muhajireen asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for Salman, that Salman is from us. The Ansar said, no, we want Salman. Hazrat Salman was big-sized and he was strong. And he was also elderly, but Allah had given him strength and preserved his strength. So the Muhajireen and the Ansar are arguing, Salman is from us, he's from us. He should be on our team to dig. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Salmanu minna. Salman is from my family. Subhanallah. How Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made new people feel special. Someone who doesn't have family in Madinah Munawwara. His family, he sacrificed, he left them all in the lands of Persia. He's now alone here. But Allah's Nabi said, he's my family. This is the beauty of Allah's deen. Subhanallah. How to make people feel special. This is a great sunnah. If you see someone who people ostracize, who people look down upon, who people belittle, make that person feel special. That, don't worry, brother, you with me. Don't let anyone pick on another. Support each other. This is a sunnah of our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He made Hazrat Salman feel special. And Salman was also brought into the pact of brotherhood. And brotherhood was now established between Hazrat Salman and Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhuma. But imagine Allah's Nabi said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Salman is my family. And even the system of brotherhood was in a kind manner to create a bond between the immigrants and the residents, the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and those who were for years as Muslims, and others who are recently into Islam. Like this, they'll teach each other, enthusiastically help each other, support each other, and this bond between Hazrat Salman and Hazrat Abu Darda remained always. Even years later, they would write to each other. And if they met one going to the city of the other, they would send salams to each other. What an amazing sunnah. And they would send letters of advice for each other with care, with love. Once Hazrat Abu Darda was in the land of Palestine, and he writes to his brother Hazrat Salman, come to me. Come here, come to the holy lands. So Hazrat Salman responds, be careful, my brother. It's not lands that can make one holy. The land is holy, but the land doesn't make us holy. What makes us holy is our deeds. Now this is a brother advising his brother, subhanallah, Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu. That's when Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was asked about the knowledge in Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They asked him about Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He said, he knows the Quran and the Sunnah. And how much of knowledge is that? Abundant. وَكَفَى بِهِ عِلْمًا. They asked him about Hazrat Ammar, and he mentioned. Then they asked him about Hazrat Abu Dharr. He mentioned the knowledge of Hazrat Abu Dharr. Abundance of knowledge. Then Abu Musa radiallahu anhu. He said he's dipped in knowledge, in abundance. Then they asked him about Hazrat Hudhayfa. He said the most knowledgeable concerning the traits and the ways of the hypocrites. They asked him about Hazrat Salman. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, he knows the knowledge of the past and the present. An ocean whose depth can never be reached. Baharun la yudrak waqaru. And he's from our family. Subhanallah. But we were discussing how Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made people feel special. There's an amazing incident of a sahabi, Hazrat Zahir radiallahu anhu, who came from the areas of the wilderness. And he would very often come to Madinah Munawwara. And he would always come and see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would earn, purchase goods, bring them to Madinah Munawwara, and he used to sell them in Madinah Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make him feel special and say, Zahir is my man from the wilderness, and we are his city. He is our simple location area, we are his city life. Inna Zahiran badiyatuna, wa nahnu hadiruhu. One day, and it's mentioned in the report that he wasn't attractive at all. And some would, you know, laugh concerning that. And this is what we should teach our children. Never laugh at someone due to some situation, some ailment, some sickness. But make people feel special. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make Hazrat Zahir radiallahu anhu feel special. One day he was standing in the marketplace selling his goods. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes behind him without Zahir radiallahu anhu realizing it. And the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds him from behind, covering his eyes. Sometimes we see the youth do that. But imagine the greatest of Allah's creation is doing this to a sahabi who's from a foreign area, far out of Medina Munawwara. And Zahir is saying, "Leave me, who's this? Leave me." When he realized it was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stopped pulling himself out of the grip of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that, when he realized Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in humor addressed those passing, saying, "Who would like to purchase my slave, a slave?" So that was just humor between the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahabi. And Hazrat Zahir said, "O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you have to sell me, I am worth nothing at all. No one would be prepared to pay anything for me. You would not make anything through selling me. Tajiduni kasidan. I am worthless, O Allah's Nabi." Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, "O Zahir, by Allah, you are so valuable." Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Hazrat Zahir feel special. That to Allah you have value. Anta indallahi ghal. And from the context we understand, Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching him, don't worry what people have to say. You have to worry what Allah has to say. And to Allah you are valuable. Don't worry about the people, O Zahir. And from the context we understand, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you hold such value, O Hazrat Zahir radiallahu anhu. So we learn, make people feel special. Make people, alhamdulillah, understand their value. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. And may Allah give us tawfiq to uplift people. Look at this, the humility of Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu. Zahabi mentions in his seer, subhanallah, that a man from Banu Abs says that his father told him that he went to purchase something in the marketplace. He purchased this fodder and Hazrat Salman was passing. And Hazrat Salman, he called him. He said, "Carry this for me." So Hazrat Salman picked up the fodder and took it for him. On the way, someone offered, "Can I help you, oh, the companion of the Prophet?" Hazrat Salman said, No, I don't mind making this man's khidmah." This man then apologized and said, "I really didn't know who you were." He says, "What's the harm, whether you knew or don't know? I love to make your khidmah." And Hazrat Salman took his fodder and delivered it right to his door. Subhanallah, this is the greatness of khidmah. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.